Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. I brought some friends with me, and we're going to do this show with you. I got friends all over the place. It's going to be beautiful. That's the one. All my brothers and sisters, they saw me.
Today's a new day. But there is no sunshine. Never the clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like cold night. Today's a new day, yeah. But where are my blue skies? Where is the dark and the joy that you promised me down is alright? I almost gave up, but the power that I can't explain. It fell from heaven like a shower. Oh, even though I hurt my smile, I know God is working for a smile. Even though I've been here for a while, I smile.
So I'm still a girl when you'll be down. I'll show you hate to keep you up now. You look so much better when you smile. So smile.
Don't forget who you are. Don't forget who you are.
Go. Days of the day, yeah. But there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today is a new day. Show me where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's all right.
Come on.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain
fell from heaven like a shower.
Oh,
smile. You look so much better when you smile. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. I'm excited. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we are to rejoice. And then we're to be glad in it. Hallelujah. Not only rejoice, but be glad in it. You start rejoicing, then turn around and be glad. And I thought about it. I've got so many things I can be glad. Another day's journey. And I am glad about it. We are going to ask Pastor Ben. You should get us going with a word of prayer. We're so happy to have Evangelist Karen on today. She's going to come in a little while. And she's going to share with us, and we want her to have as long as she needs, as much time as she needs. And let me tell you guys right now, be prayerful as we go along. Be prayerful for her. And right now we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she gives us a word of prayer.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, when you smile, the whole world smiles with you. Amen, amen, amen. Scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding in with thanksgiving. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you for this service, thanking you for another day, thanking you for all of your many blessings, Father God. We're thankful for our pastor as he continues teaching the word of God. We're thankful for those who called in and those who are listening by internet, Father God. We ask that you would just bless us all, Father God, even those who participate, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will have your way in our life if we follow you today, Father God. Lord, we just thanking you for the word, Father God, the lessons that's being taught. And we're just thankful, Father God, and we ask that you will just open our hearts and our minds to receive the word, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you will bless Evangelist Sharon as she comes forth in her testimony today, Father God, of how good you are, Father God. And Lord, we're just grateful, Father God, for everything that you're doing in our life, Father God, as we walk according to your word, Lord. Help us to love one another as you love us, Father God. And now, Lord, we ask that you will be with those who are sick and shut in, those who are bereaved, those who are going through, knowing that you will make a way out of no way as long as we put our trust in you. Father God, be with us all. Help us all to live a life pleasing unto you, that others will come to you and receive you as their personal Savior. Lord, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Well, this week, we've been talking about identifying with Christ. And our identity has to be with Christ. And I just put that out there because as we go on today, those that want to know what the review is about, that's what we get to that part. That's what it'll be about. If not, we'll just let the Lord lead. Hallelujah. At this time, I am so happy and honored to bring to you guys none other than Sister Evangelist Sharon McGrew. You're on.
First, we're going to get past the elephant in the room. which is that out of a cell phone. And the message is, they say, it has some truth to it. If you lose it, you use it. If you don't use it, you'll lose it. And I didn't tell you for a whole year. That's just the truth. The real truth is, I didn't talk before, I didn't walk before, but Christ, and when you're in Christ and you have the fullness of him, you could do anything. That's the truth, not the pertinent truth or the medical truth or what was relevant for what happened to me. Because God has come into my life and he has given me fullness, and I thank him for that. I thank him for Pastor, who y'all don't know that he's fighting for everybody's eternal life. He gets on here every day. You know, I try to tell people, my sister tried to make me be Christian when I was Muslim for 30-some years. But one thing about Pastor is right, he knows what he's teaching, and he could do no wrong in my eyes. And Pastor Bill, I couldn't pick her out in the lineup, but she could do no wrong in my eyes. And Renee, yes, you do go on about your foot, and people probably are tired of that story, but so what? That's the story. That's your story. And guess what? It's true. And if you think about it, it's amazing. It is amazing. Mm-hmm. And we use words like amazing and miracle and coincidence and lucky and stuff like that when it's great. But it's really not. It's really God. Okay? It's really God. And we're not in the human, we are in the human experience. And we're all human beings, but we're spiritual beings first. So we say our we always say to people, well, that's my second nature. Your second nature is your nature, because your first nature is spiritual. It's like Pastor likes to say, if you're smarter than the fifth grader, you know. You're really supposed to be spiritual all the time, not just for the word name or in person. You know, and, you know, my sister, she's staying and everything. She's going to praise and worship and everything. And I would like to know, but they passed the vaccine for no time. So I understand what Pastor's saying, but some people get insulted, but I understand it. And I just want to say that. And I just want to say to Renee, I couldn't pick her out in the lineup either. And she couldn't pick me out, and neither could Pastor Bill. But guess what? Pastor Bell always sent me encouraging scriptures from the Bible, always, until I cut my phone off. I wasn't talking. I wasn't doing the word. So my phone wasn't important to me. You know, what's important to me now is what's been important to Pastor Beasley is my eternal life.
Yes.
Because I've been
Yeah.
Now my eternal life is important, and everybody else's too. See, he makes everybody else. He wants everybody to know. He gets on here. This is not just. This is other countries. The internet goes everywhere. He wants anybody who can understand the language of English to understand what he's saying every day. Yes, he does. You know, and Renee told us the same story, but that's what's true. But there's not many times that we said our ABCs, even as adults. We never saw all of it. You know, we say it over and over again because, you know, why now? We know it so well. And this is the same reason why Sister Renee told her the same story and why I'm going to tell mine. Mine is I thought I was finished being delivered when I got delivered from drugs, alcohol, stuff like that, or partying, or of the flesh, of the world. Because I got delivered from the world before I got sick. I got delivered from the world, I should say. The world's way of thinking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
thank you,
the devil, he don't want you to notice that God's pleasure is giving us fullness in life in Christ. Like, we all have our certain things that we're good at, but guess what? We can say as Christians, it's only one thing we have to be good at, and what is that? One thing make us spiritual. See, Muslims, our little people been out the country or not, but they said they're in the business of everything. Everybody around the world is Muslim trade at the same time. Okay? We're Christians 24/7. They only pray, we pray 5 times a day. It's a lot, but we only have one thing to do. And that's believe in the word and live the word. That's it. We don't have to go around, you know, and give our prayer time specifically for a certain window like other people do. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking it because it says you to yours and me to mine. And mine now is being a Christian. But I'm telling people it's not hard. It's not as hard as you think. You know, drop your old ways and become new. Because this is a new way of living. You know, this, if you live by the book, the word is the new way. You become a new creature and you can do new things. You have new power. You have power. All the power. How about that? All the power. You can have in any area, not just that's my forte. No, not just that. Your forte is everything because you have all the power. You're in Christ. So you have to remember that, you know. I want people to remember that. I couldn't even see her. I used to lay on the floor and use my elbows like they do a basic prayer. And pull myself across. You know, I couldn't even walk. Now I can walk. And my daughter said to me, Mom, won't you just accept that you're never going to do the same? You're bitter and angry. And I said, no, I can't do that. I can't accept that. Because guess what? That's not what I believe. I believe anything I want, I can have. And guess what? God gave it to me. God gave it to me. Being in Christ. Not thinking a little bit, well, maybe she might be right. No, you're absolutely wrong. Absolute. With no question, you're wrong. Because nobody's arms is long enough to box with God. God can do anything. I mean, anything. Nothing's too big for him. Just like Pastor says, he goes deeper and deep, wider than wide, and forever, through infinity. And he wants us to live it now. He don't want us to wait till we die to live it. He wants to live us while we're here on earth. And no matter what you do, God loves you.
Absolutely.
You know, God, he's going to forgive you. I don't care whatever it is, God loves you. Because that's the way he has things set up. The same way different jobs and things have protocols, his protocols are his word. Period. You know, but people don't want to take the word literally. But just say, oh, it's a coach, this, oh, that they have you. Oh, how lucky. Oh, it's different. Oh, I'm strange. Oh, I'm computer crack. No. What about God?
Yeah, yeah.
What about God? You want to name it a miracle? What about God? You want to name it personal? What about God? You want to be lucky? Mm-hmm. What about God? You know what I'm saying? You're making all these words to describe what's really the truth. The truth is that God has all the power, and so do we. That's what gets us.
He's given it to us
freely. He's given us the best gift that we could ever have.
Thank you,
Lord. And see, Pastor to me is a good friend because he's trying to give it to everybody. He wants everybody to know.
Yeah.
All you guys do have to do is tear your walls down and read your Bible, you know? Because people say, well, the pastor did this and my pastor and this and that and my pastor or the priest did this. And read it for yourself.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah. The pastor gets on here and gives us the vehicle. He gives us the stop to stop at. Well, just stop here because this is interesting to me. Oh, and guess what? He's giving you the roadmap. But you won't follow that GPS, but you'll get on and go someplace else. I can't fathom that. You know, that people follow the GPS, but and they believe when they go to the orientation for the job, they believe what the people tell them, but they won't believe the word of God. That just really, really boggles my mind. It really does. But I just want people to know that at one time, I was dying. I was less than 100 pounds. And now I'm over 160. And the first thing started was my immune system. And my friend would go with me to the dermatologist and all that. It wasn't, and they took skin grafts and all that. They knew what they were doing, but guess what? It was my whole immune system. So I caught COVID and pneumonia. And this is the result of it. But guess what? I live because guess what? It did take with me. It didn't take the ability for me to be still.
All right.
I went every day and I could be still. I couldn't be a blessing to somebody else somehow, some way. And so should everybody else try to be a blessing. And it amazes me how Pastor teaches these teachings, and it's really my life at the same time. So I want everybody to stay encouraged, you know, at least read the notes. And it's not a feeling that you get. It's what you decide in your mind. 100%. It's your heart, what's in your heart, who you are. Not your heart like Pastor says that thing it is for the side. Your heart of hearts. What kind of person are you? You know what I'm saying? You know, try to be a blessing. Be kind. Be nice. It's easier. It's much easier. Because being work-minded is being doing spiritual work anyway. Being work-minded is being spiritual. He went over all those high points this week. You know, be spiritual, agreeing with God, agree with the word of God, you know, be word-minded. And he gave us scriptures and everything. Just like the GPS, yeah. Try it. Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Stop in Ephesians 3:17-19. You know, and go on to different scriptures that Petra has given us. And you know, stop it. Go finish your pages through your Bible or get on your internet and go do it. Because guess what? And see, Renee was saying the other day, and I want to say something, but I don't even talk because I know I sound different. I can hear myself. So people say, oh, no, they're just trying to be nice. I'm not necessarily that much difference, but I know, you know, that I don't sound the same. But I know one thing I do know. I know that there's a God and nothing's too big for him. And that Pastor Bell, Sister Renee, Pastor Beasley, myself, and everybody on this broadcast who really knows what spiritual is, wants everybody to be spiritual.
Amen.
Wants everybody to be blessed.
Amen.
You know, and I wasn't going to talk because I know I sound funny, but I figured, well, you know, what is ashamed of the word of God? If they want to shoot the messenger, let them shoot the messenger. As long as you get the message. The message is to trust in the Lord wholeheartedly with all of you being. You know, the same way you do the fax machine and GPS. So, all of it. Not 99.99999. Not go this way because you know how to get there. You remember a different way. And GPS tells you, go by the word of God.
Yeah.
That's what you
do.
And guess what? And examples are Sister Renee and her foot. She would never, ever heal. But see, I know what she was talking about because I worked in the medical field. So, and I worked in India. I have seen those before. So I know. But she was going to be an amputee. I don't think so. That's all right, though. That brings nothing else. Because you're all chicken. I'm going to let God take care of everything. And look, man, you can't even live it up, you know? She can't be with her decision. Because her decision was the right decision. Stay with the word of God. And that's all, Pastor Beasley. I want to thank you so much for getting on here every day, being devoted.
Amen.
You know, because people say you're devoted to the broadcast, but it's not that. You're devoted to God, you know? And you're teaching people how to be dedicated. Amen. And I want to thank you too, Pastor Bell, for being so genuine and sincere in all your prayers, all of them. Thank you for sharing the story. You know what I'm saying? And one story is just as embarrassing as another. It's other people that have stories to tell. Tell them. You might encourage somebody. They might start believing if they hear different stuff enough. Like our ABCs, we're seeing them. I know some people just stand backwards. But I will waste my time because I know I try to put all my time in the Word now. It's something I didn't do before. But I haven't always been disabled either. So guess what? I'm not disabled because they can't take me seriously until I die. And it's not even taken in. I still have it. So praise the Lord.
Today is God.
This is the day that the Lord made. And we get around the John 6:63 and Romans 10:9-10 and Ephesians 1:17-3 and 2 Corinthians 5:17. We are new creatures in Christ. We are born again. This is new life. Let's praise God for it. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless.
I'm long with it. Get me talking about
that. That's all right. Amen. That's all right. No, don't be sorry. Don't apologize. No.
BC will say everybody had this good feeling. But people, they want to do what they want to do. They want to fit him in this little box, you know, to go along with. It's not how it goes.
Amen.
It's funny to me. But I want to thank you, Pastor Beasley, for everything, just for being you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Bill. And thank you, Sister Renee. And thank you for the new reader, too. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Awesome.
Yes, yeah, Sister William. But let me say this. Thank you. Thank you for being bold.
Okay.
Thank you being for being courageous.
Thing. I don't want people to get cheated out their happiness or their real life. Like, don't get cheated. Don't cheat yourself. Praise God. Don't cheat yourself. Because that's what you're doing when you're not giving all your all. You know. You're being cheated. You're doing it for you, you're cheating yourself. And if you're doing it for somebody else, they're cheating. Go ahead, Tess. I'm sorry. I had to say that.
I appreciate all of that.
I was just saying,
I
thank God for you being bold and courageous and going through. I want you to stand by because I didn't tell nobody this. I haven't told anyone as of yet. But you see, I saw her go from, I want to say she's about 80 pounds. I don't know if she was that much. But I watched her go from 80 to, 100 and something. Well, way over 110, I promise you that. She got in it, and it was just Somebody, if I mean, just through the optical nerve, if you see that, you would say that's a miracle. But God showed me something deeper than that. He showed me just like she gained all that weight back in extra. That's what God did with her spiritually.
Hallelujah.
See, you can get you can just lose it. Just lose it. Lose it. And then God allowed her to be built back up. And God said, I put more spiritual weight on her than you see physical. And that blew me away.
Amen.
I hadn't seen that and hadn't shared that with nobody. But to really understand what I'm saying, you got to imagine somebody losing a lot of weight. And like she said, her daughter and other thought, well, you know what? You already dead. Just going to get in a box. Well, that's where she were. But then you see that she came back alive. I mean, if there was a story of Lazarus, she's it. She's that Lazarus story. And she truly came back. But she came back spiritually. See, that's the part that you have to understand about Evangelist Sharon, is that she came back spiritually. And in that, she touched on something else. But I wanted to make sure we left it open. So if anybody had any questions for her or anything they wanted to share, we want to leave that open. But one of the things that God gave me, I think it was Friday, and y'all going to hear a lot of this because God just put, oh, God, I can't tell you how many things he gave me to support this. Don't cheat yourself out of what's yours.
That's
right. We've never been told what's ours. We just been told what we can't do and what we shouldn't do. But wait a minute. How about telling us what belongs to us?
Hallelujah.
What God have given us. What we got through the inheritance. This part of our inheritance. Don't cheat yourself out of it by not claiming it, by not going forth. And so that's going to be a theme for a while. And I may even change the format a little bit. I might open up and, you know, just talk about things people can cheat themselves out of. Even your testimony. Mm. You know, even your testimony. Don't cheat yourself out of that. Because God requires us to have a testimony. Matter of fact, the Bible says, and they overcame him by the word of their testimony, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So you got to have testimony, and your testimony should line up to the word of God.
That's right.
When it becomes awesome. You don't want to cheat yourself out of that. And I just see that we've been cheated out of so much. It's time for us to claim what belongs to us. Happiness is yours. You know, don't let the devil cheat you out another day of without your smile or without your happiness. You do it. And one of the things I want to say, and then I'm going to open it up. I wasn't going to say this, but she kind of touched on it a little bit. See, I watched Evangelist Sharon be a devout Muslim. I mean, they didn't come no more devout. She was, and she always had something to say along those lines. So when I tell you that God got in her, she told me this story one time about her Muslim. I don't know, she'd have to tell it, but they when she began to explain to them about Christianity and why it was so powerful in her life, they would always tell reference to her about something dealing with Islam or Muslim or something. But anyway, but God gave her an answer. And I'm saying this to let you all know that as this broadcast is going to, it's getting ready to go worldwide, I'm telling you. And when it do, God got people in place right now who've had experience in a lot of things. And I got people who, I'm not saying me, but there's people on the broadcast who I know that understand about Muslim, their lifestyle, what you do, what you don't do. Pat over there, she listens. And God have allowed these people ears to be open. They hearing stuff now that in their spirit man now, in their spirit man. They was hearing stuff before flesh in the carnal life. And a lot of what they heard in the carnal life, as far as like Muslim, for instance, that makes a lot of sense. But now that they're hearing it in the spiritual life about their eternal life, it's better. And it's so much more understandable. Because, see, I'm going to be honest with you all, brothers and sisters. Very few people is teaching you about your eternal life, where you want to spend eternity, without condemning.
That's
this
right.
This is not about condemnation. This is about you don't want to be cheated out of your eternal life, man. Everything pointed to eternal life. From the time God created the world, before the foundation of the world, God had all this eternal stuff laid out. And it's a long process. But I tell you, for God to refine what he's looking for and to get that, he has to sift us through a lot of stuff to see who's going to come forth as pure gold. See? That's how you test gold. You don't just look at it or, oh, it smells like it. No, it has to go through the fire. A lot of you guys have been through the fire.
Amen.
So God can use you to tell some people some things. So we may open this broadcast up. And believe me, yes, it will be about the word. It will not ever get away from the word. But we're going to have a little bit more interacting because I do want people to hear some of you guys' testimony. I want you all to feel free to share some things. There's a lot of preachers that get on here. I got a couple of preachers get on here on a day-to-day basis. I got people online. And when I say I'm just trying to tell you people who on the broadcast, they have a lot to bring. Minister Robinson, he's a pastor of church, organized church. Their pastor, Bill, she's a pastor organized church. These people got stories to tell. They can tell you there's some good, bad, and the ugly, but then they're going to tell you what's really important. And it ain't about playing church.
Amen.
It's not about playing church. It's about reality, brothers and sisters. And we've been cheated. I'm going to tell you. And not just in monetary, but in a lot of things. I was talking to evangelist and Sister William, you know, about some of the things goes on in the church world, in that organized church. So there are people here that have stories to tell about their own experience, things they've even seen, how people have abused and misused people. They've been cheated out of happiness. And I'm going to tell you, going forward, that's not going to happen under my watch. As long as the Lord give me breath to say some things, well, people are going to stop being cheated. We've been lied to. See, we've been lied to so much that it's like I don't know even what the truth is. And some of these lies have become law. Because people, you know, people have accepted it. They have accepted it, and because they have accepted it, so we'll be bringing up questions about stuff and ask you all to really just comment on it. I mean, who, like I was talking to somebody the other day, they were talking about being religious, and James 1:26 says, if anyone among you think himself to be religious, he says, and does not bridle his tongue, but deceive his own heart, talking about his own spirit. He said, this man's religion is useless. It's in vain. A lot of people talk about how much they love the Lord and everything, but they have no control of their tongue, what they say. They can't bridle their tongue. They'll say anything, but they can't do. You can do all things through Christ. People say, well, I'm just stupid. Mm-hmm. Don't say you stupid. If you say you stupid then and you're part of the body of Christ, that makes the whole body stupid. You're not stupid.
Mm.
So you just disconnected yourself. I've heard people say, oh, I can never get things right. No, you got to stop bridling your tongue. You got to be careful what you say.
That's right.
You get things right.
Yeah.
The enemy wants you to talk like that.
I knew that
wasn't going to happen anyway. I just knew that wasn't going to work. Now, at some point in time, we being a self-fulfilled prophecy into our own lives. That's what we do. We bring that because we speak that. And the Bible says, whatever you say and don't doubt it. And some of us have a tendency to believe more about what comes out of our mouth than what the Word of God say. And I'm going to say this too, because it was real hard for me at one time to actually believe that the Word of God was bigger than me. Now, let me explain that. Because I thought I felt and what I thought and what I knew was big. But then God showed me that what I was about was not truth. I had to go by his truth. And if he said he saved me, he saved me. I don't care how I felt. The one time I had to feel it. But when I feel it, no, you have to stop. You have to get to a point in life where you stop killing yourself. The power of your spoken words. It's a sign that you have no control. You do what I call self-imposed curses. And the Bible backed me up on this. In Psalm 34:13, he says, if you keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit, that's what you have to be able to do. Just speak the word of God. Yeah, maybe you don't know it all, and you don't have to speak on every subject. You don't have to cross every T. You don't have to dot every I. And with all that being said, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth, and from the product of his lips he shall be filled. And a lot of times people, they feel themselves on their own word because they feel it and they get excited. Man, that's not this new way. This new way is you just speak the word of God no matter what. So there's a lot of things the Lord can put my way in terms of don't cheat yourself out of what's yours, out of having a righteous tongue. See, a righteous tongue is one who just speak whatever the word of God says. Doesn't matter if it fit or not. But,
yeah.
One other thing, I don't know if you all really heard this, but Evangelist Sharon, God delivered her from a lot of stuff, man. You know, this woman here went through a whole lot of stuff. I can't begin to tell you because it's her testimony. But when you know you've been delivered from drugs, from alcohol, from all of that, from the streets. And she had access because she was a registered nurse. And she did part of her testimony. But she had access to every drug there was. I mean, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about she had access to it, okay? She had the key. She can get it. She get it and give it to the doctor.
Yeah.
So she had access. But God delivered her from all of that stuff. And then in the midst of all of that, he gave her a clean bill of health for her to start over again.
Amen.
I'm just trying to summarize the thing. You know, I'm not getting into some detail, but that's what basically happened. God gave her a whole clean, a whole, her slate was clean. And then one other thing, and then I'm going to be done. Now, this is kind of hilarious, kind of funny to me. That's just the way I see it. God allowed her to forget a lot of stuff, deleted her memory, wiped it clean.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, sorry. It's true. It's true.
She couldn't even remember. She couldn't even remember where she used to live at. God deleted everything. And I mean, those that know Evangelist Sharon, she's a whip. She's smart. And I'm not just saying that because she's a smart girl, a smart woman. She's very smart, very intelligent. And I love against about anybody because the woman is that smart. But God deleted all of that stuff. Well, why did you do that, Lord? He get ready to put some new stuff there.
Yeah.
See, you don't put new wine in an old vessel. So God deleted all. I mean, he deleted it.
That part. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she can have room for this new stuff.
That's
so
right.
y'all can say y'all heard it here on July 9th. Y'all heard it here first. God's getting ready to do for her. And we're going to be right down her coattail because God's going to let her get a lot of people to him and for their internal life. Because, see, things get ready to happen expeditiously. I mean, things get ready to happen so fast, it's going to blow the average person's mind how God, because he's putting people in place to do a lot of wonderful and great things. And I honestly believe Evangelist Sharon is one of them on her testimony, just like Evangelist Renee.
Amen.
Her testimony. See, don't too many people recover from the stuff I'm talking about. And then I could, my niece, her name, we call her Miracle. They had to literally change her name because she stayed dead and came back alive. But if you saw the tubes and everything, I'm talking about people who actually made some miraculous changes in their life. I mean, like I said, Evangelist Renee, I know that's her testimony. I ain't going to try to steal it. But when you can see the white meat, that's a powerful thing. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate your testimony, Evangelist Sharon. It's just, it blessed me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave it open.
I'm trying to talk about all drugs and gun toting.
What'd you say?
I try not to talk about all the gun toting and the drugs. You know, being in the state or the prostitution or stuff like that. You know, I stayed with her because he delivered me from it before I got sick. Once I got sick, I didn't go from Quebec. I couldn't make the light. The doctor used to peek their head around the window. I mean, around a door playing anyone when they come to me. You know how they make their round? I say, come on, I'm still here. It was funny to me because I knew it was God.
Okay.
See, you talk to nobody but God. Nobody but God. Y'all have problems all the time. I talk to nobody for a whole year of 2022 but God.
Yeah.
And I had to, I had to speak out loud. So, see how I sound a little slow or retarded or disabled or whatever you want to call it, older or whatever, you know, because we're trained as humans to see and hear, use our five senses and make a distinguish. But you could be off. That's not a real root. The real root is the word. That's it. Because people, they think I'm slow and retarded now because I talk for them. But guess what? I'm the one person they probably don't want to mess with. Because not only do I know a lot about the streets and books, I'm a spiritual being. I got to be a spiritual person. If you don't come that way, you can't come. Period. I don't even want to around me. Amen. I'm sorry, Pastor.
Oh, no. You're fine.
I just had to say that. Yeah. And I also have to say, about inheritance, because this is really not funny, but this stuff before. So they saw a dying. So I did too for a minute. I ain't gonna lie to you. I did too. I would give my daughter access to my account.
Oh, she didn't feel bad.
But you know what? I thought about lost inheritance. Anyway, because I only got one child. Mm-hmm. So everything, and when I died, everything was going to her anyway. Everyone's sitting there, while I'm alive. That's the way God has given us his inheritance of power, truth, and his spirit. We're alive. We can mm-hmm. we can take it and use it. It was the same way when my daughter took my bank account and used my money like her money. she got down. She got that. But it was okay, because guess what? It was hers anyway. That's the way I was thinking. And I was thinking, oh, I'm going to die. But after a while, and she starts saying verbally, oh, my mouth will accept it. I don't think so. I don't know who to talk to. But I talk to God. I know I said yes, thank you, no thank you, please. And that's it. That's all you need to say. But me and God have a conversation. Okay? So, go ahead. Have to feel that. I'm not mad, not going to die. Oh, Mom, accept it. No, I'm not. And guess what? He takes me. I'm walking. You know? And probably if I concentrated on talking, I would talk about it. But, you know, it'll come. It'll come. I ain't worried about it. And besides, maybe I need to be more quiet. I don't want to hear myself. I don't want to hear myself talk about God. Praise the Lord. You know what we're going to do? And somebody has a conversation with me, so I'm going to be back. Especially a debate about it. Also, quick. Because guess what? This breath is for to deliver words of encouragement out from the word. That's what this breath in this body is for. I know what this breath is for. Mm-hmm. He just remake me and deliver me from drugs. And my friends are still hooked and looking bad or still prostituting or dead. He delivered me from all that. Yeah. And this is me. The breath of my body is here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I can't thank you enough, Pastor. I know I hate saying it, but I can't, because you directed me this way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was a Muslim for 37 years. I covered my face. I wore gloves. You know, I was, like you said, I was a Muslim. But guess what? I was a niqab. Cover my face, but guess what? You know, hey, the truth is the truth. When you want the truth, you want the truth, and the truth is Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. the Word.
Amen.
Yeah. Period. Yeah.
That part.
All right. Mm-hmm. That part.
All right, and you shall know the truth mm-hmm. and the truth. Now you gonna first, you gotta know what is truth. He said, you'll know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And we cannot stand free until we know what true freedom
That's
is.
True.
Life mm-hmm. is full of many choices, and there are a sure path, according to Jeremiah 6:16. There's a sure path, and that guaranteed path is the word of God. And that'll be part of the...
Yes.
And as we do this, see, you got to stop fighting God. Just stop fighting him. He's too big to box with. Stop debating him. Just accept
mm-hmm.
the word.
Amen.
You have to receive
Amen.
The word of God. Don't cheat yourself. That's going to be the new slogan, the new with this broadcast. Don't cheat yourself out of what
That's
you You know, out of what's yours. Don't cheat yourself out of what's
Amen.
Yours. That'll preach. I'm going to tell you, because it's so much stuff belongs to us. But the devil have gotten preachers just to preach, oh, yeah, this ain't right. That ain't right. This is yours. This is not yours. See, let's just go in here and get our inheritance, okay? And Evangelist Sharon, if anybody can really attest to that, what she just said, I don't know if y'all heard that or not, but she gave all of her inheritance to her daughter. Well, I'm telling you, Evangelist Sharon got down to like 80 pounds. I don't know how, maybe even lighter. But now she back up to 100 and something. She actually, that's why she had to sign everything over. She had to sign everything over. Because everybody thought she was, it was like, just like the Carter. I don't know if y'all heard about President Carter. They've been waiting on that man to die two, 3 months. Him and his wife. They've been waiting on him to die. He's on hospice. Well, the man came back alive up there and showed all kind of signs.
Yeah.
That stuff is awesome, man. But that's the way the broadcast is going to be. Any subject you want to talk about, we're going to take it from the scripture. We're going to tackle it from the scripture. Anybody have any words of inspiration? We're going to give words of inspiration. The Bible said, therefore, now is no condemnation, where you can't come on here condemning nobody because they're not condemned. Now, you might be condemned. You might speak but that won't be on this broadcast. This broadcast is going to go according to the word of God. If he said, therefore, now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, I ain't trying to figure out who's in Christ and who's not. I'm going to say what the word of God says and let that person have their own testimony according to Revelation.
Amen.
So that's where I am, because as far as I'm concerned, we are children of God, born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God, 1 Peter 1:23. Because if I tell you something, I have to show you the scripture. I'm not just going to tell you. If I tell you you've been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death, you've been redeemed from that. Now, you may not know what redeem is. And then you might still want to be it. You may not want to be redeemed. You know, Satan have blind so many people's minds until they cool with the curse.
Yeah, living out
of the curse. They still cool with living in bondage. Well, I'm not, okay? I like the idea of Romans 8:37. I'm more than a conqueror. I like that. I like the sound of that. I like the sound of John 8:31-32. I'm free. I like that.
Yeah.
I like it because the Father said that the blood of Christ have made me near to him. I like that. I like the sound of that kind of stuff. I like the fact that I've been translated into the kingdom of God. And then I know what the kingdom of God is. And it ain't no building. See, so the word of God has to become a reality and stop allowing the enemy to cheat you. And that's going to be the thing until the Lord say different. And you may have to reposition yourself. That don't mean you don't have it. You're just going to turn over. You're going to move around. You're going to, you know, when you reposition, you're in the same spot. You just turn. Now, I know all y'all got heads. If you don't, you got a floor you sleep on or something you sleeping on. Well, when you go from one side to the other, you ain't got off your mat or your bed. You just reposition. A lot of times you got to reposition into the word of God, into the now. Now is great. So you got to reposition. So my thing is to get people to reposition, not down them, condemn them. Hey, baby, just reposition. You got the word.
Yes.
You just got to reposition yourself to it and take those things that's been right there before our eyes and stop cheating yourself. So that's what the thing's going to be about. Don't cheat yourself out of what's yours. And you know, it's, like, it's yours, man. Stop. Inheritance is ours. When you get the inheritance, when you get to heaven, wrong question, wrong answer. That's not when you get, your inheritance is now. And if you're waiting to get your inheritance, when you get to heaven, you are going to be surprised.
That's right.
Because you are more than a conqueror. Now, you can't wait till you get to heaven and be more than a conqueror. Because the whole idea is that we accept everything by faith. God's righteousness has to be by faith. And not debate that or argue that. It's just, hey, that's what he said. That's what you accept. It's by faith. Lord, I take your righteousness. Well, suppose they don't do this and suppose they keep on drinking. Let them get drunk. Who cares? If they'll accept that word of God and let that word take hold, but most people won't even let them get, won't let people get rooted and grounded. They ready to cut it out before it even catch root.
Have mercy.
I wish everybody was farmers. I really do. Because the moment you plant that seed, they ready to yank it up. Boy, as soon as somebody looked like they didn't do it right or looked like they wrong or they had a, man, it's just, it's horrible, really. They're not good farmers. A good farmer put that seed in the ground, wait on some rain, wait on some sunshine, and make sure it's that cultivated. Make sure the old boll weaver come around. You get the old pick and run away the boll weaver and get that cotton plant chance to grow. Can't get rooted in ground because everybody want to kill it. I know when I was in an organized church, people weren't telling me what God gave me. They were telling me what to do and what not to do. And some of that garbage followed me all my life. And the Lord said, that ain't what's supposed to be following you. What's supposed to be following you, according to Psalms 23 and verses 6, is goodness and his grace. That's what's supposed to be following you. See, I had the wrong thing following me, bless God.
All right. Amen.
Anybody have any comments? Or I want to ask Evangelist Sharon any questions about anything. Press 1. Unless those that's already in, press 1. Anybody have any comments on anything?
Awesome testimony. Amen.
Yeah.
I just thank God for her testimony and just thankful that, you know, God used her the way he did. Amen. And still using her. That journey is just beginning. Is she going to be able to tell some people and share with some people and witness to some people? And, you know, that's what it's all about. Amen. And like Pastor says, plant the seed and let God do the increase. Amen, amen. And that's what she's going to be doing. She's going to be planting that seed. That word going to be spreading out.
Amen.
And some going to receive it and some won't. But don't worry about it. Just let God take care of the rest. Amen.
Well, I'm going to say this, Pastor, because there's some people on here, they wouldn't tell their life story like Evangelist Sharon did. They won't claim. They won't say they did this and did that. They, you know, because sometimes people, they get in that church mode or church mindset, and they don't want to tell nothing. They just miss and Mr. Righteous. But that's awesome what she said. If y'all heard her, she went from the extreme. I mean, how many people get up and say, you know what? I used to be a prostitute. I used to do this. I used to do drugs. Used to be a Muslim. I mean, how many folks are asked to get up and tell you that? Pride won't let them.
Right.
See, pride has to go. That's when you get free. When you done release pride.
Yeah.
It ain't all about that. It ain't about you. It's about the word of God. And I thank you again, Evangelist Sharon, for just being so open. So, I mean, I'm in tears right now. If you only knew. Because I just know that frees a person as well. When they can get up and know where they came from. And God's still holding them. God's still holding you. Still holding you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
And you didn't give up. And you didn't give up. I thank God for that. Because there's going to be some people going to hear your testimony. And they're going to go running. Because it's a miracle. It's a miracle. I'm telling you, when you go from 80 pounds to 130 pounds, it's a miracle. When everybody saw you dead, Now they see you alive and they don't know what to do. Oh, I spent that woman's money. Oh, what I'm going to do? I thought she was going to die. Why you didn't die? You were supposed to die.
I was supposed to die. Yeah, I was. I was. How old is it when you're younger? Or the older people know this for it. Psych your mind.
Ow.
Yeah.
Anyone
God,
else?
Thank you, Lord.
Anything anybody want to share?
Praise God. Yeah, keep on sharing that testimony.
Yes.
Amen. Amen, amen.
I know I can say like Paul said in Romans 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of where I've been. I'm not ashamed.
That part.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed. Satan will not hold me there. Mm-hmm. He will not cheat me out of being free.
That's right.
That's right.
Because, see, I know one thing. He come but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, you know what? I want you to have life. And I want you to have more of it. And then I want you to have eternal life.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. So what's on my plate right now is to get people to stop being cheated or cheating yourself out of what's yours, man. And that's eternal life. Amen. And you need to know. You need to know that you know. You need to know the truth. The truth.
Amen.
Not a truth, but the truth. God know it. And God wants you to know it. And it's not about your education and all that. I mean, that evangelist Sharon,
that's right.
Woman been to college, got degrees, was the highest paid nurse at one time where she was working there. I mean, her story go on and on and on. And so, but none of that stuff mean anything. Paul said it was all doo-doo.
It's
he counted it all as dung. He counted it all as dung. But he may gain the excellency that's in Christ Jesus. So a lot of times you got to put that stuff to the side and, you know, arm yourself with the word of God and say, you know what?
Amen.
That don't mean nothing. As long as I got the Lord and I know that I got the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Anyone else? Press 1. Hallelujah. Well, I want to, it's Evangelist Ursula's birthday. We want to wish her a happy birthday. So we want to wish her a happy birthday. And, and there was something else I had to take care of. But, Sister Laura from California, she's going to, she'll be coming on real soon and give her testimony about some things that have happened in her life. And she came by, we had the broadcast telling people things. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, we are our brother keepers. Don't cheat yourself out of being your brother keeper, okay? You just have to declare that, you know, that through God, the battle is already won, according to 1 Samuel 16:47. The battle's already won. And, I mean, I just declare that my God is preserving everyone on this broadcast. God didn't have you to be on this broadcast for nothing. You have a noble purpose. Some of you all may not know this, but you were built for such a time as this.
Yes.
God didn't want you to be like the people were in 1950, 1960. No. You were built for 2000 and beyond. God don't want you trying to do what they did back in 1920, 1950, 19, He don't want you to do what they did in 2012, 2015. God built us for 23 and beyond. Hear that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He don't want you to be, well, you know, that's what they, let that, that's what they did. Well, what about the future? God looking for people that have carried his word in 2023 and beyond. So don't cheat yourself out of that. And if all you want to do is preach what they did in 2015, well, God will let you be your back there, because I got some folks that still back there. They don't want to go forward with the things that God is bringing forth. They still, things are changing, brothers and sisters, big time.
Amen. Yeah.
And we're going to have to change some of these things, but the word of God doesn't have to change. But we're going to begin to live in this revelated life.
Mm-hmm.
But again, thank you so much. Anybody have anything that they want to say now? Thanks again, Evangelist Sharon. Powerful testimony. I got to go back and listen. Yeah, and if you will, Pastor Bill, will you give this, give out the how to get online, and they, somebody may want to go back and listen. Just tell them how to go online and go back and listen to the broadcast.
Amen, amen. For that website, gotta give it right. Is www.blogtalkradio.com/blog@noon. So that's www.radio.com/blog@noon. Amen.
Thank you so much. We'll give it out one more time for those that maybe like me don't get a, don't have a pencil. And so we should give it out one more time here. But before she give it out, let me say this. Brothers and sisters, it's really about you not cheating yourself. It's about me not cheating ourselves out of what belongs to us, what God has brought up, I mean, laid out there. It's our inheritance. And just don't look at that financially. Look at that spiritually. You're not going to a financial place when you leave here where you got to have money and you got to have. No, you're going to a spiritual place. That's what's important. That's your inheritance.
Amen.
You're going to a spiritual God. A God that is spirit and that seeks to be worshiped in spirit and in truth. That's where you're going for John 4. So when you leave here, you want to be equipped. You want to be equipped. Let me say that one more time. You want to be equipped to face a spiritual God.
Yeah.
Amen. Because that's what you are. You are a spirit. You have a body. You have a soul. You have a mind. God gonna say, I gave you that stuff so you can get to know me. It had always been God's way. That's always been God, that we be like him. God is a spirit. I say God is a spirit, and it always been God's will that we be like him. That's always been his will. So he made us in his image after his likeness. Now, God don't want you to be like what you see in the flesh. He wants you to be like what's in the spirit. And, man, I can't begin to tell you how great that is. Or let me say how good it is. How good it is. Because y'all know everything God did was good and very good. So whatever it's going to be like is good. Even though I don't see it through the optical nerve, it's good. Very good. Because that's how he wrote. That's how God wrote. Go back and read Genesis. Everything he did was good, very good. So it is with us being like him. It's good and very good. Okay, one more time. I have to hear that. If you that address, that website, and the only reason I'm because I'll if I don't grab it and look it up, I miss it. So I want to make sure y'all get it correctly.
Amen, amen. Praise God. It is www.blogtalkradio.com/blogatnoon. Amen. Amen.
Okay, if nothing else, I thank you all for hanging in here, and y'all continue to stay blessed, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the